Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway podcast, right? We were debating whether to do this as the intro to the podcast, but let's be real, right? Let's just talk about the stuff we talk about when the songs are on.
Now, you're probably thinking, oh, they must have such a laugh. You hear all the laughter and all that kind of stuff sometimes when a song's ending and we're talking. You're thinking, oh, yeah, I bet the stuff they talk about during the songs is really racy stuff and all that.
It's quite rock and roll working in the radio industry with our glitzy new studios. Do you know what we were talking about during one of the songs in the show you're about to hear? The ups and downs of the Sunday trading laws.
So,
you were saying that you preferred the time when the shops were shut.
I preferred the time when the shops were shut on Sundays because then the family was all together and we'd do stuff. You know, mum and dad were about.
And we were telling our producer, Adem, who's just a tiny bit younger than Richie. Just a smidge younger than Richie and myself, about the days where the pubs used to be shut in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
For Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know, what was that for?
And our young, tiny little smidge, couldn't understand why. He said, because like, why, the churches aren't open at 4 o'clock, so.
That's a very good point.
So why the shops have to shut at that time?
So do you feel like with the shops being open like all the time now on Sunday, that's hit church attendance somewhat, hasn't it, as well?
So that is what we were talking about.
There you go.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
So I discovered earlier on today that I share a hairdresser with the stars.
Wow.
I've recently changed my hairdresser of about 15, 16 years.
What happened?
He retired to go and fit gas pipes.
There's a curveball, isn't
it? I know. Chucked in his scissors to go and fit pipes.
That's weird. He's standing there cutting hair thinking, do you know what? This is what I'm losing my love for this.
Yeah.
I really want to be fitting pipes.
Gas is where it's at.
That's where it is at.
So I had to go and find a new barber, and I just found one on the local high street where I live in this little town of Ware. So nothing fancy.
So is it one of those barber shops where you go in and book an appointment with him, or do you have to wait for him to become available and you hope that you don't get the other guy?
My system is that I book the day of my cut. So I've had the cut and I've booked for the next time.
Well, that's exactly what my other half, Katie, does. And she always tells me to do the same thing. And I said to her, men don't do that.
Well, there you go. This one does.
I'll be phoning her after the show to apologise.
But I'm checking his Instagram today. Incredibly, he cut the hair of the entire Bayer Leverkusen football team last night.
Oh, wow.
So it turns out he used to cut Granit Xhaka's hair, ex-Arsenal footballer, when he was at Arsenal. He's then left to go and play in Germany. But they're playing West Ham tonight, so are staying overnight in London. He's called up his old barber and got the entire Bayer Leverkusen team through the hotel, and my barber, Dan, is just cutting their hair.
So you must literally have sore wrists from doing skin fades.
Exactly, yeah.
Non-stop so skin fades.
West Ham fans, tonight, I'm so sorry. Hopefully the game goes well for you, but my barber, he cut all their hair.
So you share a barber with the stars?
I share a barber with the stars.
Well, it's funny you should say that, right? Because the builders that did our extension, yeah, right? They'd just completed an extension for TV star Bob Mills.
Him off of Win, Lose or Draw back in the day?
That's right, Bob Mills.
Wow.
We shared a builder with the stars.
It's very obvious what we want to hear from you here. If you share something or someone with the stars, we'd love to hear about it. Maybe you have the same, I don't know, paper round as Ross Kemp or something.
Would be brilliant if someone could get in touch.
I don't know why I've suddenly thought about paper rounds and Ross Kemp, but that's strange.
Maybe at one point you shared a physiotherapist with Spike Milligan.
There you go. Text here from Tim the plumber. I fitted several bathrooms for LOL cream from 10cc when I was an apprentice.
How is LOL these days?
I don't know. I share a barber with Ali McCoist, says this text. Nothing fancy, just a little Turkish barber in Renfrew. The only pictures on the wall are the barber with Ali.
That's good, although I feel weird about it because my dad still, for some reason, takes issue with Ali McCoist for what he felt was slightly unfair commentary in the Merseyside derby when we got battered by Liverpool.
Your dad sounds very much like you.
Yeah, he holds a grudge. He does hold a grudge. This one here, though, this is amazing. Charlotte from the West Midlands has been on. She says, guys, I share the same Indian takeaway as Robert Plant.
Oh, wow.
Right to the top.
Matt, sharing with the stars, who is it?
I share a tattoo artist with Simon Pegg, apparently.
Well.
Let's just recap that then. Yeah. You share a tattoo artist with Simon Pegg.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, what did your guy do on Simon Pegg? What does he tattoo on him?
So it's a lady that does the tattoos. I actually don't know what it was. She's got him on her Instagram story in the studio and in her chair, but I don't remember seeing a final reveal, so he might have kept a secret. I did learn that he's sort of covered in a load of little ones that don't look extravagant, but she does quite elaborate designs. So
well, I've got images in front of me right now of Simon Pegg's various tattoos.
Of his torso.
Yeah, he looks like he's got a rose on his left shoulder.
Phew.
Yeah. I just need to interrupt. What website are you looking at to find Simon Pegg naked? What are you doing?
He's had his computer taken off him, to be fair. He's had to use my iPad.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one here. He's looks like he's got a jotter pad with Super Tato. No, it's not Super Tato. I don't know what that is.
What did you have done, by the way?
I've got two from her. I've got a little crystal heart with a daisy growing out of it for my little girl called Daisy.
Lovely.
And then I treated myself to the Kraken taking down the Death Star on my arms. Massive.
Now, there's a curveball after the Daisy one from earlier on.
Dave says, Sky Sports Don Goodman knocked me out of the singles knockout competition at my golf club last summer.
That is the current leader. That's the one to beat so far. This text says, about 30 years ago, I used to go to the gym with a couple of friends. On a few occasions, we shared the gym space with Cobra from the original Gladiators. What about that?
Amazing. Rachel, who do you share with the stars?
I buy jewellery from my very talented friend, Tara, whose company is called Smith & Son. And she's also been selling a fabulous necklace to Dawn French. And Amanda Abingdon, she was going to buy a necklace, but I kind of loved it and swooped in first. So,
So this has got two levels here. So you wear the same necklace as Dawn French, but you've robbed Amanda Abingdon from having the right of having the necklace that she'd got her eye on.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, there's another phone in down the line about this. Imagine you've won in an eBay auction against Sean Bean. Wouldn't that be good?
Sean Bean?
I was wondering that. Why Sean Bean? Why? Why would your man go there?
Do you know what? He loves watching reruns of Sharp on ITV3.
I knew you were going to say that. Just knew it. It's like, yeah, how could you not?
Set thy rifles to 100 yards and fire as best you can. I'm Sean Bean.
Another niche Andy Bush impression.
I thank you.
He'll get over it with therapy.
Jamie, who do you share?
So I share a supermarket with Serge from Kasabian.
You share a supermarket with Serge from Kasabian. What about that?
I won't name the supermarket, but yeah.
Where have you seen him? Like, you know, what kind of aisle have you spied Serge in?
He tends to hang around down the fruit and veg, cereal aisles, you know, standard sort of stuff.
He's a healthy man, so I'm not surprised to see that he's around the fruit and veg. I know you said you're not going to name the supermarket. You don't have to name the location, okay? That's fine. But it would be interesting to know what kind of brand of supermarket that Serge does go in.
Before you tell us, Jamie, I've got a feeling it might be Morrison's, because if Serge hangs around the fruit and veg area, he likes it down there, apparently. Yeah. Don't Morrison's do that thing where they have, like, dry ice? Pretend like ice falling over the top of the fruit and veg. So maybe he's drawn to that.
So you're going to lock in Morrison.
Because of the stagecraft of it all. Because he's obviously on stage, isn't he?
I'm going to lock in Waitrose.
He's a Waitrose guy.
I think he is, because he's got very high standards.
Now, don't take this the wrong way, Jamie. I didn't have you down as a Waitrose guy.
That is the other part of this, yes.
So there's a triangulation going on here. Jamie, where did you see Serge from Kasabian?
Well, like me, Serge likes to go straight down the middle and go for a Sainsbury's.
Does he indeed? Well, I never.
Who'd have thought that?
Serge's probably got a Nectar card, hasn't he?
He probably has.
Yeah, that's it. And my wife actually recently had an awkward situation where they were both going down the same aisles but in different directions, so she passed them about 10 times.
I hate that. Absolutely hate that. I've got a rule that you only say hello to them once.
Yeah, it did get very awkward, apparently. Absolute
Radio Calm. A brand new radio station that we are trying to create in time for Mental Health Awareness Week next month. This is going to be a radio station with no news, no songs, no adverts. It's just going to have calming sounds.
No sports news. I think for the pair of us, yes, that's not such a bad thing, is it?
It's a very good point.
And obviously, we've had some amazing suggestions in from you guys about what kind of sounds calm you down. So please keep them coming in. hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk. But obviously, we're going to have to go out and record this stuff. Rich, you were out yesterday recording three sounds that keep you calm.
Yes.
I've been out this morning in Leon C and I've recorded some sounds that keep me calm.
Everybody is different. Everyone's sounds are different. So I'm looking forward to hearing these.
Okay, do you want to hear the first sounds?
Yes.
This is the first thing that I recorded and I find this an incredibly relaxing sound. Can you guess what this is?
Oh, hang on. That's you rolling dice, playing a board game.
I love the sound of rolling dice and, for playing games and all that kind of things. Particularly, this is dead boring, but a couple of weeks ago, I got myself a leather dice cup. Kill me now. Just kill me now.
Why is the dice cup got to be leather?
It's the sound it makes. It's really satisfying. And sometimes you don't roll dice properly if you just roll them out your hands. Some people have these things called dice towers, which is next level. And I've got one of them as well, actually.
A leather one?
No, that one's not leather.
How big's your leather dice cup?
We'll talk about it afterwards.
No, give me an idea. Is it like the size of a mug?
Yeah, it's like the size of like a coffee mug. But, and it's got a lid on the top. You shake it up, pour the dice out, off you go. Do you find that relaxing, though, as a sound? What do you think? Is it going in?
It's not upsetting me, so yeah,
Is that the yardstick? If it doesn't upset you, it goes in.
Well, if it doesn't upset me, then it's calming, isn't it?
Okay, fair enough. Do you want to hear one of my other sounds?
Yes.
Here's another relaxing sound in my life. Now, this is the voice of my 2-year-old Stella.
I was just trying to work out whether that is the relaxing sound.
Okay. This is me and Stella doing our daily walk, and it is daily, around the local graveyard, and her pointing out different graves she wants to look at. And it ended with us going into the church and that as well. She lit a candle and put 50p in the pot.
Is that the sound of a pushchair rattling as well?
She's walking.
Yeah.
Because you take the buggy, she won't get in it.
Yeah.
So I push the damn thing around, filled with everything that we've picked up. And that we do that every single day.
With all due respect to young Stella, and we are all different, I'm not personally finding that overly relaxing.
Big question is, does it upset you like the other one?
No, it doesn't upset me.
I've got one more sound. Okay. Should we play a song and I'll play the final sound?
I'm intrigued as to what it's going to be.
Richie's daily takeaway.
Sharon's suggesting airplane cabin noise as a calming sound, including the occasional quiet ping that precedes any announcement, but absolutely no people or announcements.
What about that bit, that bit where a plane gets up to cruising altitude and you're above the clouds, you may be getting your first drink fixed for you. That sounds nice, isn't it?
If it's a quiet flight and there aren't people kicking off and ordering all sorts of drinks and being noisy and leery, and the pings don't have announcements about like turbulence coming up, then I'm fine with that.
But Sharon, thanks for getting in touch.
Yeah.
Aside from that.
Otherwise, some of it was quite upsetting.
Now, I was going to play you my final sound that I'd recorded a bit earlier on today. But even just during the course of that song, I have worried that the sound could be misconstrued as something else, so I'd like to withdraw it if possible.
Really?
Well, you can have a listen to it, but I'm worried that if someone's listening to this when they've got their headphones on, they might get the wrong end of the stick.
I'm afraid, personally, the way you've just introduced that makes me want to hear this third and final sound
more. We don't have to. We can just jump over it and move on.
Then you'd only have brought two sounds to the party and you'll probably go home feeling as though you've underserved us.
I am contractually obliged to have provided three. That's the deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, well, imagine you've got your headphones on or you're listening to this on a train and it's calming you down. What's this? Because I find it quite relaxing.
What is that?
Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
It's my electric toothbrush. And that the reason I'm saying that was it might be misconstrued is it went off in my bag when I was checking into a hotel recently and I had to kind of explain that it's just an electric toothbrush. So maybe it's reminding me of a bad time. I don't know.
So in the context of Absolute Radio Calm, half an hour soundtrack of you brushing your teeth, your gums would be raw.
Like I said, I'm withdrawing it.
The noise of the past.
It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decades.
Absolute 80s.
And to illustrate the fact that you can choose the era, the decade of music that goes with the show, we do this thing called Sound of the Decades. Play you a little sound effect from a specific decade. You've got to guess what it is. This one has to go today. It is this sound. No one's been anywhere near guessing it so far.
And nobody's jumping on a pogo stick or playing Connect Four or the Game of Life with that particular sound. But Kira thinks she knows who it is, or what it is, not a who. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Kira, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, you?
Good, so tell us how your Thursday's been so far.
Pretty average, just working.
Okay.
Nothing dramatic to report, I'm afraid.
Well, look, no news is good news, I think, these days.
All quiet on the Western Front, that's what we call it. What do you do, Kira? What's your line of work?
I'm in finance for my sons.
Okay. Have you been, like, working remotely from home, or have you been in the office?
Yeah. I'm working remotely today. I was in the office yesterday.
And do you do a lot of work at home, or do you just sometimes go and, like, pretend that you're logged in, then just do other stuff for a bit?
No, I'm quite boring, actually. I do too much work, so...
Affronted by that suggestion.
Absolutely horrified, I would insinuate such a thing.
Now, could your home office, a very busy home office by the sounds of things, could it soon have a signed Home Time digital radio sitting in it? Let's have a listen to this sound of the decades from the 80s. Okay, the clue earlier on, because it has to go today, the clue was... Niagara. Kira, what do you think the sound of the decade is?
I think it's a water game, one of those handheld water games.
Okay, please clarify a bit more. This is kind of a toy from that era, but what kind of thing would you do with it?
You would just, as you push the buttons, the little balls inside or whatever shoot up in the game. You try to catch.
Did you have one of those when you were a kid?
No.
Too busy doing homework and that, and working.
I
do remember having one of them as a kid. And when you look at us using that as a toy and a time waster compared to just pressing a button that was pushing plastic balls around in suspended water.
Little jet of water. So have a listen again. How sure are you, Kira?
99% sure.
That's very confident, isn't it? That would be the people who work in finance, you see. They'd be that confident.
It's very self-assured.
Is it the sound of the decade?
You're a winner and you've won.
Yes. It was indeed one of them 80s water games.
Yeah, I think so.
The actual brand was called Waterfall.
Isn't that lovely? Just simpler times back then. Let's have a listen one more time and the penny will drop for everyone. Squeezing that, what little balls are landing on, like, trays higher up within the water itself.
That is all the game did.
Yeah. It's quite a calming sound, too. You could add to your sound of your calming sounds, could
yes.
you?
Yeah.
Didn't even think of that.
Great idea, Kira. Yeah.
Well, Kira, what an amazing Thursday. You've had a brilliant day, 99% effective in the world of finance, and now you've won yourself a digital radio.
Yeah, really good. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Kira. Sound of the Decades will return another day, but in a little while. It's going to have a rest and go to bed. Something different next week.
We're going to get a cup of tea. We'll be back after this.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
There's the show. Maybe you've got views on Sunday trading laws that you'd like to share with us here on Home Time. Hometime at absoluteradio.co.uk. I genuinely
Wouldn't it be horrendous if this is one of the most engaging topics that we actually get like feedback on?
Overwhelmed with emails.
Yeah, guys, you're going to have to do a 3-hour special on Sunday trading laws.
I feel like just hearing the chat we've had and the interaction we're undoubtedly going to get from our listeners does make me believe that we have it in us to do a current affairs programme.
Oh, I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
I absolutely agree.
So people phone in, we talk about stuff that's going on, local council issues, that kind of thing.
If people called in with a point of view that we didn't agree on our current affairs programme, are we putting them on air?
No, cut them off.
No, that's what they're saving.
It's called My Way or the Highway with Bush and Ritchie.
Every caller gets asked, do you want to trade on a Sunday?
Exactly, that's it. And they're in or they're out.